This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Fan is the college football voice of the South. So let's go on campus. Presented by Infinity of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth or shop online at infinityofgwinnett.com.
First, it's the story nobody wants to talk about, but the story that continues as the university and police investigations continue into that fatal January crash the night into the morning of the parade celebration. Jerry Moorhead, the Georgia president, spoke to the Athletic Association board yesterday and said he's unsure whether or not policy changes will be made. Josh Brooks, the AD, was there as well. He said they have not hired an outside firm to conduct the investigation. He also wouldn't comment on what Devin Willick's father meant when he told the AJC that the university was compensating his family. It's a story that, again, unfortunately continues to circulate in the news.
I do know they probably, after a certain amount of time, have to update, but they really don't. They're not. I don't know how long a real investigation is going to take. It seems like, this is according to them, the car should not have been out that night.
No. And Jerry Moorhead did say they lease a fleet of vehicles to be used for recruiting purposes. And as you said, he did double down on the fact that those cars should not have been out there. It was brought up because this was the first time the president spoke publicly on the matter as he was speaking to the board there. Also, they gave updates on a few things money-wise. The board, don't forget, back in May of 22, did approve $90.2 million for two construction projects, continuing to renovate Sanford Stadium, building a new tennis facility there. The construction, I guess, is complete. It was completed back in December for the tennis facility, and the south end is still going to be closed off as they work on Sanford Stadium. Obviously, they want that done by the time the regular season rolls around. Construction will not be complete by the time the spring game is played. That's phase one. Then you got phase two.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to start in December of 23 and go into August of 24. What's that?
That's going to include a Margaritaville and a Villages complex.
Well, I don't know.
Over 55 Living and Margaritaville are going to be part of what's going to be happening on campus.
I can't say any of that is true. What I can say, though, is phase two will involve adding a new press box and converting the old press box into club seating. It's going to look a lot like, if I'm not mistaken, Road Dog, maybe you can back me on this. It's going to look a lot like Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The press box isn't going to be quite the prime viewing. Like, we used to really be lucky at the old Georgia Dome. We were, like, right smack dab in the middle of the club seating.
With open air.
Yeah. It's not that way at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah, for those familiar with Sanford, the press box is moving towards the bridge and up.
I can't see anything.
So towards the left, and then you're going to be going up a little
bit. I'm important. I'm in the media.
It's a little tricky.
Our radio booth is moving with you.
Yeah, and the new press box, the real nice one, is going to be at the old Steve Areno's location. That's where they're going to put it. It's going to be right next to the Athens Theater.
Right down there on Millage.
And you'll have very nice monitors to watch the game.
Yeah.
I don't know if you also know this. They've taken $42 million for the pickleball renovations as well. $42 million in pickleball money. What's it cost to do? I don't even know what they did to the tennis thing. I'm assuming it's going to be very...
A new indoor tennis facility is what they constructed.
What do those go for? Is that like, I'm assuming, is it a bubble?
Yeah, I don't have the construction plans in front of me currently, but it's indoors. So if you choose to put a bubble above it, you can do that. I'm assuming it's a little bit more than a canopy.
Yeah, I'm not capable of telling. You're worse at numbers than me. I have a better shot.
Right. I don't know why you're asking me.
But as an Italian, cement is in my family.
How much
does it really cost to make tennis courts?
Well, I mean, listen, with inflation, you gotta upcharge everybody right now. I'm not saying that's going on in Athens. I don't know.
Supplies. Supply chain.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't get the concrete.
Also,
it seems like, I guess my point is, I can understand why building a pool could cost a lot of money. The tennis court doesn't seem like it should cost a lot of money.
Now, I'm not sure what this is going to cost, but effective next year, two big seating changes at Stegman are going to take place. Student seating is shifting over one section, sliding all the way to the lower sideline. They want the students to be closer to the court.
I have number two. They're actually asking everybody to fake interest.
I don't have that anymore.
No, that's the second. That's the second part of this whole plan.
On.
That's the second part of the whole plan.
It's not a part.
All right, everybody, don't forget. Phase two is we feign interest.
I'm looking for phase two. Phase two says here that season doesn't say that. It says that season ticket holders will be put in locations proportionate to their support. So the more money you spend, the better the seating.
I didn't realize that wasn't going on already.
Well,
I thought that's the way of the world.
Well, now it's really coming on.
Hey, Ab, I also heard phase three. Here's how they're going to sell more season tickets for basketball. You get tickets for football.
I'll look into that.
Easiest way.
Yeah, but they're all sold out for football, so they don't.
I got renovations going on, brother.
I understand.
By the way, the tennis renovations, $26.7 million.
Oh, my God.
That's a high number.
Yeah, damn right it is, Joe. And I'm good
Joe
at numbers.
Hamilton playing the role of Captain Obvious.
$26 million. How much do those nets cost? Supply chain.
Well, and they're custom made. I brought up the season ticket holders and their donations, so I guess it's based on points and longevity as well. So
well, this has gone on for a while.
It can't just be 1 year. You spend a lot of money 1 year and then you disappear, you know.
Well, some of them are being displaced by the movement of the student section, so they're putting it out there that next season, some of y'all may be moving around.
Listen, I can't necessarily say I would blame somebody for being upset. If I'm spending a lot of money, there's not a lot of huge donors out there, I would imagine, for Georgia basketball. If you're moving me around so some snot-nosed punk can sit closer to the court, I'm not going to be happy about that either. So I can't blame the people that are going to be upset for this
one. Hey, season ticket holder, you're being short-sighted. You know what we need? We need the kids' involvement. We need to build a home court advantage. And that's not going to come from you, Mr. Moneybags, who sits on his hands drinking your wine and champagne. We need kids down here. I agree with you. My ass has been in this seat for a while. I've done more than the kid who's a sophomore in biology.
Yeah, he's painting his chest with a U. You can do that any place.
Here's what I think they should do. Hold on.
The U of UGA. That's me.
I don't know why anybody that goes to Georgia would sound like that, but
yeah, it's hard to get in that. I don't know if you heard. I think they should offer any season ticket holder before you're displaced, will you put the U on your chest? Now, if you're willing to do that, we can keep you here.
I will never do that.
Hold on. What does that spell? UWA. Oh, yeah. The season ticket guy didn't buy in. He doesn't. There's no G. There's no G.
I have a legacy, I'll have you know. Will not paint my chest.
There's nothing funnier than at a college game where they spell something wrong. The kid's in the wrong place.
Yeah, that's the problem. I think initially they spelled it right, but, you know, you're
moving around a little.
You're excited. You know, things get, kind of lost in the mix. South Carolina, you heard this story? Their AD department yesterday announced a $1 billion modernization project at and around Williams-Brice Stadium.
Jeez.
I guess the initial plans have drawn comparisons to what's going on down here around Truist Park, where we sit. Inside of the battery. $1 billion. Now, they haven't really, dotted the I's and crossed the T's yet.
I don't have the money yet.
This is all a part.
I don't have the money yet.
It's all a part.
Look at these pictures.
Right. It's all a part of their plan.
Isn't this pretty? $1 billion. Are there going to be like apartments or will they be?
I would imagine it's going to be.
But is it going to be student?
Work here,
living?
Live here, student living, maybe like they do at Kennesaw State. I don't know. All I know is $1 billion in Truist Park and the Battery Atlanta is what caught my eye.
What are they building? Epcot 2? Hey, we've got our own Magic Kingdom up here. It's a nice place. I mean, $1 billion, you better get it right.
Yeah, like Columbia, South Carolina, not really the same destination point as suburban Atlanta. It's not really the same. We talk about tourists and everything else.
Yeah, what is it we say, though? If you make like $300,000 in Davenport, Iowa, how do you live? Pretty good. $1 billion up there should go a long, long way. I mean, you're really going to change the entire landscape. I understand that you want people as close to the football stadium as possible. I've been up there, and I'm just trying to figure out lay of the land, how close they might actually get.
Yeah, it's...
Rooftop viewing? You're going all Wrigley?
All they said was $1 billion, Truist Park, the battery.
And here's the good news. Is that really what they said?
I have not seen the blueprints, though. I have not gotten my eyes on those yet.
Listen.
I wouldn't know what to do with them anyway.
Artist renderings. You wouldn't understand blueprints. You can look at the pretty pictures.
That's true.
Those are artist renderings. I agree with you. Blueprints, is that an electrical box? Are those outlets? Blueprints are real.
Artist renderings are great, too. That doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Oh, we've go see Tampa. Go see Oakland.
Ton of artist renderings.
Have you ever really looked at blueprints?
Yeah.
Are you like me where you go, I can't, I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what any of them means. I see some dotted lines here. I see a box here. I see a rectangle there. I don't know what any of it means.
That's electrical. I think that's water. It's a piping system. I've seen blueprints where you overlay, like you have that sort of crepey paper, yeah. And you just go, oh, look, and at the end, here's the whole thing. I was like, you lost me at the first page.
But the guys next door, the lighting department that's next door to us, they have to do that, right? When they put together a lighting system, they put together our lighting system here, mm-hmm. which I guess gives them carte blanche to come and go as they please.
Yes. Well, they have a key.
In our facility, I know. They're always just kind of walking through.
I think it's like if you ever had a neighbor who you just said one time, hey, why don't you have my key for an emergency? And then you show up and they're eating breakfast in your house.
Yeah, I mean, they're walking through here like they own the joint, which I guess they essentially do.
They might actually. There might be a little piece of ownership for them. I don't know.
Who was the guy in Three Companies that came down all the time and just came? Don Knotts was the character, right?
Yeah, Mr. Furley.
Furley, that's right.
He's the landlord next door. That guy's always walking through here. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Yeah, they got a key.
Yeah.
And we have a secret door that's really not so secret.
We don't have access.
No, I don't have access
to the other side, but they sure have access to come in here whenever they please.
They got a bar over there. Am I allowed to say that?
You just did.
No, they're not charging. It's not a speakeasy.
But it's like Mad Men.
Yeah,
they have a cocktail, you know.
I've been over there once, but you know how far I got? Not very far in.
Needless to say.
It's like in the lobby-ish area.
I never got that far.
If I ask those guys for a key, you think they give me a key?
Heck no.
I don't think so either.
No, like I said, it's a one-way street, brother. They can come in here, but you can't come over there. Pac-12 commissioner.
We have retina scan. it's not going to be.
Yeah, this isn't for you. Pac-12 commissioner George Kliavkov says that, well, he did visit or he is planning to visit SMU today, and they're considering San Diego State and SMU the top Pac-12 expansion candidates to, you know, kind of get this TV thing off, this contract, this new one. Off the ground.
I get the market.
You got the Dallas market and the San Diego. Makes sense. It's not really quite the same as Southern Cal and UCLA, though. It doesn't really have the same cachet.
Well, I can't wait for the press conference where they actually sell this to me. I've always said, it's a good story. How are you going to sell it to me in the press conference? I want to hear how he does this. Because it doesn't seem to me like I can go to, the TV network that I want to and say, you know what I got for you? San Diego State. Are they still the Aztecs?
They were looking for like 30 to 35 million a team. They were shopping their wares for a while, and everybody said, yeah, it's not happening. So now they're trying to add a couple of more teams.
Oh, yeah.
Hoping they could change some minds. They don't have a choice.
Is it the Aztecs?
Yeah. San Diego State, yeah.
Are you still allowed to be called the Aztecs? I don't know if anybody's angry about that either.
In this day and age, I don't know what's right and what's wrong any longer.
And by the way, I think Mustangs is pretty soon going to have to go out the window.
And those horses are endangered species.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.